rappers.
You whack rappers.
I hate you. We hate you.
I hate you.
Don't watch his movies if you're a whack rapper.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's left.
We don't participate in that stuff. You got rep wheels? Fuck you.
I agree.
I don't really care that much. But
I have real wheels.
On your EG?
Whoa, man. That's what I was talking about. Yeah, but I have real wheels.
You also have like $2,000 coilovers on it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sick. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm earning my respect. Brian O'Connor status.
What?
Oh, you want to...
You're buying it?
I'm No. I'm earning.
Okay. Oh, shit.
What the heck?
Drop my fuck?
My balls fell out again.
Don't you just hate
That's
when
a long fall.
Balls
for my long ball.
Okay. All right, there's enough designer goods in this room now. We can start.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. And he's the one that has them all.
Huh?
So you're the one that has them all.
He does have them all.
Okay.
My Goyard case. My Goyard Apple Watch.
Yep.
Holder thingy wristband.
Yep.
My Gucci socks.
Yep. They're not real Gucci, by the way.
I have real Gucci
Exposed.
Socks.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Are you wearing them?
No. Because I'm not a fucking dingbat that wants to flex. I'm just kidding.
Well.
Cool. Bro, so honestly, I think
He's
I'm going
like,
to
well, I am.
Say fuck everything and just buy the Dior Jordan 1 Lowe's because those things are fucking clean.
They're like $1,000.
Or $2,000.
Boy, you can't even.
Do you have $2,000? Yeah. You don't even have a fucking car that runs.
Oh.
Speaking of having a car that runs, what up, guys? Welcome back to Garage Noise
Podcast.
My name's Ben, a.k.a. the Fender God. I'm here with some people. That's unimportant right now.
Okay.
Because we have a guest.
Guest.
Hello.
My favorite guest.
Hello. Hi.
Do y'all know that voice?
The Fender's Grand Pacer test is a
Hey, y'all. My name is Minwin, a.k.a. min.png slash Minbuilt Garage. Want to be our Min. This is me.
Want to be our Min. Minwin underscore.
Hello, everybody.
Minbuilt Garage.
That's a long-ass handle. Yo, if you don't do that handle tomorrow, I'm leaving.
For real.
I'm doing all of this.
Do that long-ass You need all those handles on the car ASAP.
The full side of the whole car.
Minwin.
Anyways, it's Min, everybody.
What's up, fellas? What's up, everybody?
If y'all motherfuckers don't know who Min is, y'all slacking.
That's true. So Min is helping Corey revive the fucking shitbox car that he owns.
Man, I'm trying my best, you know, trying to do good things and whatnot, but, you know.
So Min's the reason that it's not done.
partially kind of. I mean, it's in there. It's in there. It needs like 6 more bolts, but I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. So.
Yeah. It's literally
just keep the
sucks.
6 bolts.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping them.
You'll be good.
Yeah.
What 6 bolts
just
are they?
Just hold them in your hand.
The starter.
Ah,
you don't need that.
Just bump start it.
Everything else Everywhere. Is really like the
I would
love
you do that, though.
Just park on a hill and bump start it every day.
Every single day.
I
or just relocate
the
starter into the like passenger seat or something.
Yeah.
Just some wires,
You'll
right?
You'll be
just all right. Wires, yeah. I'm yeah.
Come on, Corey. Think
we'll
smart,
just push
man.
Buttons. Like we'll just like make like a at home rig starter.
I mean, yeah.
Starter delete.
I'm into that. We can do
weight
it.
Reduction.
Weight
yeah.
reduction. There.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do that.
Race car.
Starter's hella heavy.
I use that term very loosely.
Race car.
just
more
like
a pace car.
Oh,
more like
different
a box.
Letter.
Derby car.
Anyway.
Yo, if y'all need painted bumpers and painted car parts for the low, I found a website.
Huh?
I found a website that sends you to, like paint matched to your car. It's called RevMoto.com.
It's called Car ID.
No, it's called RevMoto. They're out of Houston. I found it yesterday.
Oh,
what do you
shoot.
Mean they send you paint match stuff?
Like if you needed a
they ain't gonna match
new
my
bumper,
paint.
If you needed a new bumper, your shit's wrapped, you idiot.
Uh huh. But I got 3 pieces that are not painted the color that I need them to be painted.
It's one of those that got to show up and like blend it, you know?
Yeah. Like I got to give them a fucking gas cap or something.
Anyways.
My haircut's so fucked up, dude. I'm so mad about it.
Well, stop going to Pro Cuts.
I don't go to Pro Cuts.
Where do you go?
Sports clips.
Super Cuts. It's the same shit.
Sports Clips.
No, stop going there.
There's a girl that normally cuts my hair.
Oh, good. So that's why you go. Cardi! Yeah, that shit was so unnecessary.
She's good, but she wasn't working the other day. So I was like, oh, whatever. You know, I'll take a chance. Fucking wrong, dude. She fucked my hair up so bad. I had this bitch almost crying, dude.
Because she found out you were getting married. She
pushed our shit back.
Boy, she had me in the chair, and I'm fucking sitting there like this. Okay.
I don't want to get up.
And she's like putting the fucking
hair back.
Trying to do the shampoo in my shit. And she was like, how do you feel? And I said, just hurry up.
Oh, yo, what a dick.
Hurry up, bitch.
Did you tip her?
I ain't playing.
Yeah, $1.
Dang. I tipped her 1 inch.
How much did you pay for your haircut?
$24.
Plus the tip.
Boy. $25.
Okay.
That's how much I pay for a good one.
Very true.
Yeah, well.
I'm just playing.
Did you pay $25 to straighten your fucking hair, too?
No, that was my hat.
You slammed enough hat, bro. You didn't bring it. Where's it at?
I know. Usually yeah, that's attached
weird.
To my head.
Yeah.
This is weird. Nah. I don't like this.
This is what I do when I'm at home.
I don't like this.
You don't have to like this. I don't need man in my life.
Okay. Maybe you do.
No. No, I'm not that desperate.
All right. Men's here. What do you want to talk about, men?
I kind of want to talk about the car scene.
Yeah, you want to talk about that fucking piece of shit that's sitting in your driveway?
Yeah, man.
Is this on
the IS?
Did you push it back?
Huh?
Did you push it back in the street?
Yeah.
All
right,
cool.
Yeah, it's in the street right now. Yeah, your car's actually in the driveway. But
damn.
I don't know, man. The car scene, the condition of the car scene and whatnot, you know, and what the car scene means to y'all. So 2020 version, you know.
The CTX car scene?
No, I mean like just car scene in general.
I don't know. I'm out, dude.
Yeah, he's
literally. So much for that. Well, what about y'all? Y'all still around?
I just do donuts in the middle of the street now.
Okay.
Just in the middle of the highway? You just shut it down, right?
Yeah. No, I literally did like half a donut earlier.
Today?
Yeah.
Just like, skirt.
Half a donut.
For what?
To turn around.
Oh.
I don't believe I want to see.
I fucking did it whenever you guys were here not too long ago.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lying.
Just real quick. No, just to turn around.
You're lying.
All right, fuck you guys.
You must have video on your phone. From your camera.
Maybe.
If you're not lying.
If you're telling the truths.
If it wasn't too far up the street. Yeah.
Oh. Of course. Out of
range. That's why we didn't fucking see you.
Oh.
You fucking went all the way up there.
I did donuts.
I did it in front of the guy with the Dodge Ram.
That guy's blind.
Like in front of his house. Up? Yeah.
I don't
know. So it might be in frame. Whatever. Continue.
I don't know, man. Like. I really can't fucking say anything about the car scene right now because I don't have a fucking car.
It's going to be an hour of just fuck this car.
Looks like Min's going to explain to us.
Yes. So you explain.
Yeah.
I'm not involved in the car scene right now.
Yeah. It's just like I think the condition of the car scene right now it just isn't very good. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's just going downhill.
So yeah, it's kind of going downhill. Like Houston recently shut down all their Cars and Coffees, and me and Ben were talking about this before y'all got here too, that yeah, the Cars and Coffee here in Dallas got shut down too.
Richard Rawlings actually bought it. The guy that
yeah, but it's already shut down again.
They
screw
do
it anyways.
Like, you know they charged, right? Like whenever he ran it at South Lake and at Dragon Stadium, he charged $10 to get in.
$10?
He charged $10
because we do that.
Huh?
Yeah, it's kind of steep.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Like, you know, like Cars and Coffee, and when it was in Plano, it was free. Like, anybody can go. But the thing is, like, at Cars and Coffee, like, they wanted you to have like a nice car.
Oh,
like you couldn't just like go in with
park
the
up front
status. But they were dicks about it, though.
Really?
Yeah, they were fucking assholes.
Park up front status.
They were like, because they would let like their friends come and park in like the good parking, and then like the people with like good cars.
Yeah.
They'd be like, nah.
Really?
They're like, yeah. Dude, what
that
the
sucks.
Fuck?
Yeah, very discriminative.
I never went.
So actually,
that,
I didn't either.
In Austin, so it's Cars and Coffee is held at Circuit of Americas, which, you know, pretty cool, right?
Gang, gang!
Yeah. Like, yeah. Usually every weekend of the Cars and Coffee, there's something going on in the track. You can go in the pits.
Yeah.
You can go in the, you know, the bleachers, whatever. You can watch. It's pretty cool. It is $5 to get into like the main parking lot, but there is also a free parking lot where you can go, right?
Hey, yeah, that sounds cheap. Familiar.
Yeah, but the $5, yeah, the $5 is like a donation to like, you know, children, hospitals.
Corey's
hey,
and
whatnot,
that sounds
you know?
Familiar.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Corey's bill.
And like, it's only $5, you know, so it's not bad. No, but $10 is kind of steep, you know? And
yeah, $10 with free parking, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
We charge $10 at Mondays Don't Suck.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like...
That's why I was saying that.
Fun fact that nobody knows because nobody cares to ask about it.
Dang.
That $10, it goes to paying everybody, but it also goes to...
Fixing Corey's car.
No. It actually, none of it goes into my pocket or Victor's pocket. Everything that's left goes into...
My piggy bank.
It goes into... a disabled sports program.
Sick.
So oh, like people like cool like wheelchair sports and stuff like that.
That's fucking cool. I didn't
and
know
it's
that.
From the beginning. Like yeah. That's what's up.
That's dope.
So.
Oh, I didn't say anything though.
Everybody thinks that we're just making all this money from Mondays Don't Suck. No, bitch, we don't make a dollar.
That's what men thought.
I know, right? But so yeah, Carson Coffee in Austin, it's actually it's pretty good. I like to think there's really never any trouble. It's out in like kind of the middle of nowhere by the airport, country roads and whatnot, and people like to hoon on the way there and whatnot. It's a pretty good road. It's a little winding road and whatnot, right? People drive like 20 cars deep and meet up there, and sick. Everyone makes the donation or whatever, or parks free, and it's pretty good. But that's kind of it. Not really. There's a couple meets here and there, but it's still like the couple kids are rude. And like it's that's everywhere right now too, you know, Houston and Dallas. And I was just wondering what y'all thought about that, you know. It's like I don't know, like what could we do to stop it? But I mean, of course, y'all not really like
I know what we can do to stop it. Call these motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like recently
get some handles.
Of course I hear me saying it's like, oh yeah, Austin has, you know, a good Cars and Coffee, but a dude, I don't y'all might have seen it. A dude raced off in a Challenger, a V8 Challenger, like in a parking lot of like an In-N-Out and whatnot, right next to the Whataburger port, which is the funny part. And then he like wrecks his car, like destroys it.
Yeah.
Like there was a big dip and he like this whole front end, like his suspension failed, this is what he told his insurance, and now he's getting everything fixed. So it's just like people like that. It's like kind of ruined meets and like car people for everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, ugh, man, that sucks. And, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go with that.
I think that the problem is you have all the young kids now, right?
Yeah.
It's the young kids that fuck it up for everybody all the time. That's how it always has been,
always.
Right? So the kids that fucking eat Tide Pods and shit like that.
That was last year, by the way.
And after, so they, after 90, like 94 and beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they like.
Shut up.
Whoa, wait. Roll them back.
No, y'all are both in there.
So, but they just, they don't have like an understanding of what it's like to be in society, like around other cars. They just want to show off, right?
They want
to
be the cool guys.
Yeah. And you know, they think that,
they want attention.
Yeah. They think, oh, I'm so fucking cool, man, because I got a Mustang. Bah, bah, bah. Or I got a single jingle Honda Civic. Bah, bah, bah.
Oh, I got it. So maybe something that I wanted to ask y'all is,
I don't know where he's going.
What
I drove here.
Like, so y'all been in the car scene for a while. Y'all
longer
been into
than
cars.
You've been born,
yeah.
Brother.
I know, right? Yeah. So car shows and building a car and being around building a car.
Fucking asshole.
Being around building a car.
And passing the wrenches to the guy building the car.
I mean, you're on the way, bro. You got
sitting
dreams.
Against the wall watching people work.
And making sure that there's proof of people building the car.
Putting your foot on a lower control arm.
Bitch, I will stop doing that.
But like, you know, y'all been around. So what can y'all tell the new kids? You know, like what's advice? What's like the direction you want people
stop
to go?
Keep to yourself and stop being so I want everyone to know who I am.
Stop chasing a clout.
Straight up. Honestly, that's all important. You need to know. Next topic, because literally that's it. Stop trying to be so noticed by everybody there. Stop chasing all the clout and stop being so annoying, because none of those things are going to help continue anything.
Here's a good rule of thumb. If people know you by the noise that your car makes, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. For sure.
That means that you rolled up to the meet and went, bah, 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 bah.
Every Z owner, by the way.
And yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, you're annoying at that point.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
And people are going to talk about you, but not in the good way, because I hear people talk about people all the time. And it's like, dude, that's if they knew how annoying they were in society, they would never continue what they're doing.
If you want to make a statement, you know, build your car and let your car make the statement for you.
Yeah.
If you're rolling in like to a car meet and you got like a fat ass cam or something and it's like
that's all you need to do. Yeah. Just idle, you know, 500 RPM the whole time.
Yeah. Don't fucking like bang the rev limiter or anything like that. Like don't be like me in my garage where I just shoot flames all the time and shit.
Yeah.
Like that's a party trick that I do at home by myself.
Right. Your property, right?
I don't do that outside of anything else. Like I don't go to like Mondays Don't Suck and do that shit. I don't go to other car meets at all.
You don't leave the store and just like let me show out because no one's seen cool cars at this store. I'm just gonna let everyone know what I have.
Yeah. Well, I mean I do air out everywhere I go. So
yeah, but that's airing out. That's different. That's different. You're not I'm like
that's so you don't have to set your e-brake.
Yeah.
What?
That's so you don't have to set your e-brake.
True. And it's a theft protection.
Kind of.
That's why I take the steering wheel off in the Z.
Yeah, I need one of those. But
that
because I
can't fucking get out with the steering wheel.
In my opinion, the coolest guys in the scene are always the guys that you never notice even pull up or leave because you didn't even hear or see them acting a fool.
That's true.
Because I've seen, and then you can tell the guys that are so like fake because they see somebody coming in and they're like, oh, shoot, dude, watch, I bet you he's fixing it. And then they just like disappoint you. And then they're like, wait, what? Come on, what the hell?
The K1 speed meet.
And it's because people are expecting you to be like, a part of this nuisance of a car scene, and they're like, oh, what the hell? And then it's so like, funny. Those are the guys that are mature, they don't even care about attention. They like, just pull up and they'll leave like 5 minutes later because they look at everyone, they're like, yeah, I ain't trying to be a part of this today.
So I have my own way of combating that, and Corey see me do it. We went to a K1 speed meet because we were like we were invited as like influencers.
Yeah.
And so pretty we cool. go to this meet, right? And people are just fucking taking off like dicks, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck this, dude. So we're standing there, and there's a big group of people around us, and like we're like in the middle. And so now every time somebody starts taking off, I'm like, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm so fast. Ooh, I got a big dick.
It's funny as fuck, too, because he was saying that on a microphone that was being projected through the entire beat.
But then people start hearing it, and they're like, oh, shit. I'm, you know,
yeah.
Not so going like, to take off like that.
Like, right. You know, you have like those young dudes that like, you know, in their dad's chargers. Take the fucking light and just
their mom's minivan.
And then like, you know, and then you have
close the door.
Like, right. Ben was like, all right, guys, like I'm gonna go ahead and leave because it was getting dark and he has no fucking headlights. So he used to use a fucking light bar.
I see. Oh.
So he's like, all right, I'm gonna leave. And then like me just hearing like everyone like, oh, dude, look, watch him. He's gonna freaking just like, because I mean, you look at Ben's car and like, they're like, oh, dude, like that dude's pushing horsepower. He just. And everyone's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that guy could roast the fuck out of his tires. And I was just like, yeah, but that's not Ben.
It's like, yeah, he can. Is he going to? No.
Like,
yeah. I did on the highway.
I'm sure you did.
I drove back by there, by the way.
You did?
I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I had to drive because I went the that way. I went that way and they closed the on ramp. So I had to turn around and go back. So I was back flying, dude. Whoa!
I figured because I was like, I hear VQ. And then he just. But it's like it didn't like sound like anything. It's just like,
yeah.
And being civilized, you know.
In my opinion,
because I ain't got insurance.
Shoot. In my opinion of like letting the car make the noise for you, there's some people that don't even know that I even have a Civic because that's my goal isn't to sit here and be like, oh yeah, check out my Civic build, and I don't make any moves, and then it's just gonna be like constant. What happened to your Civic build? You know, and
it's like, I get it, bro.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to talk about this car until it's finished.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be like, when did you get a Civic? And did you buy it like that? Nah, man, I've been building this hoe for 2 years. Or you know what I mean? Whatever.
Bitch!
Because I'm not trying to be the guy that's constantly reminded of like how long it's taken me because no one even had to know. Like, why do I need everyone to know about it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Like, and people forget that I have the Lexus, you know, at the house and whatnot too. Yeah. It's like people know me for my WRX, right. WRX now, which is cool. I don't care. You know, I'm trying to build something quality. Put a lot of thought into it. You know, and like
put a lot of thoughts in it.
Oh shoot!
I mean, it's a hatch, so you know, there's 5 doors.
Hey!
but
one, that, two, that, three, that, four.
Oh my God! There's room for one more. Anyways,
oh, it looked like a Ferrari for like 1 second. We got this TV on right now.
What
during
the hell
this,
is going on here?
Do a little burning.
Oh!
Oh, shit!
Ben's garage.
My garage is clean, bitch.
Because that's how he cleans it.
For real.
Just sweeps everything in the corners.
He puts everything. He puts a broomstick. That's why his broomstick is
fucked up. He's doing some tight donuts.
I feel like he's like has it totally under control, but I don't know.
I feel like that he's just like, yeah, dude,
wheels.
I was going to say. That thing's just bolted to the ground and secretly just going in a circle. But, it's a carousel ride.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about it and ask y'all because I feel like people need to hear it, you know? Because yeah. I'm a newer guy in the scene, right? Or whatever you want to call it. And like I'm a new generation, you know, 94 and up or whatever. And
the new generation.
And I mean I really appreciate the car scene because I don't know where I would be without it, you know?
Yeah.
Like minus all the sappy shit, I met some of my closest friends
with
it. And I met y'all and I did all this other stuff. And I think that's really cool and I feel like that's a good direction to take people, you know? It's like the cars are fucking cool, right? You grow up taking pictures and knowing what out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like that's why I like the car scene because it helps me connect with people. I reach out to people and I get to do a cool thing. It's like be on a podcast, and I've always wanted to be on a podcast, you know.
So have I.
And I just like to talk too. So I try to keep the conversation going and whatnot. But mm-hmm. I feel like this is important to talk about.
Yeah.
For instance, for me, because I just wanted to get a good message out for people to learn. So it's like let's not ruin what we got going on, you know. So then I just wanted to hear what y'all were talking about it and what advice to give, and you know, y'all gave y'all 2 cents and whatnot. So.
Stop being idiots.
Stop being idiots. Buy real wheels.
It's like, okay.
Sold my wheels for $1,000.
Honestly, it's like, just stop chasing the clout. Make friends, like long life friends. Like, don't.
What'd
just,
you say?
Like, make long life. Like,
I thought you said make long white friends.
No.
See, I got one of those for you right here.
Long
more
life
pink,
friends.
But.
Oh, God. More pink. That's fucking gross.
Stop hyping up your builds before they're done, please. That's
stop,
one thing that bothers me.
Stop telling people you're going out. You're coming in hard. I'm
saying,
going hard in 2020. No, you're not. Okay? Yeah. I went hard in 2015.
I went hard last night.
I already know.
And I'm still hard.
I took you 5 last night. I'm your boy. I reached level 10 supreme. Okay? You're not there.
I am supreme.
You're not gonna be there.
Supreme called me for a collab.
Imagine.
But yeah, stop hyping your builds before they even started.
Stop making fake numbers.
Oh yeah, that's a big race boy one, fast boy one.
Damn.
Yeah, I think the thing that people need to realize is not every show car is a race car. Okay.
No, yes.
But every race car is a show car.
Yeah.
More or less.
There's not more or less, it is.
I don't know. This
isn't a show out.
I mean,
it's not a show out.
I mean, there's definitely some haggard builds too, you know.
Oh, race cars?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you put it in the middle of a car show.
I mean, you can put an EG Civic, 1,000 horsepower, wires all over the place. You know, no brakes. You know, interiors.
Are we talking about my car?
You know, no, I'm not. But I'm just saying.
That's not smart.
There's definitely a haggard, you know, like race car build too. It's like also. 1,000 horsepower, no cage, you know,
yeah,
like a track car, you know, it's like you obviously need a cage.
You'd be all right.
But I mean, obviously, it's a little different. Like if you're drag racing,
yeah,
it's
belts.
Like it's different. But
right.
But if you claim this and you don't have something, it's definitely still a haggard
exactly.
build. And it's just like I feel like in a show car perspective, it's like you do need a little bit of everything to make it a show car. You know, it's like if you want to put a fat wing on your Z, you need to have some slicks on it. And wrap it blue and gold diff and whatnot, you know, cut your bumper too.
Dang.
But like
Ben's like right on par with that,
you know. And
but
then,
Ben does have like because
I set the trend.
He does have, you know, he does have horsepower.
No, but like,
he
it's a good car, you know. Everything's been touched, but the biggest thing about it is it has a lot of character. It's Ben behind a car, you know. So that's like the biggest thing for a show car to me, though. So
the person behind the car?
Yeah, the person behind the car and the person, what he did to the car, you know?
It's
like,
not
well,
how you race your car.
It's how you stand by your car.
It's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race your car.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's like the wing and then the diff and then the wheels and then the power it makes and just everything about it. Like, I think it, like, kind of screams Ben. And I mean, I kind of met him a couple times, but still.
I scream Ben.
It's a lot of character, you know? But, yeah, same.
What the fuck?
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that. Don't tell people truth.
Don't tell people what happens on Saturday nights before the podcast.
Hey, this must have been yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Snowing.
It was pretty cool. I saw my car. I just wish I didn't sell my wheels so I could like get the white on white with the snow. Oh. That would have been pretty cool. Yeah. But oh well.
Yeah, cocaine.
Photoshop.
Oh well, that's right. But yeah, that was my spiel. I don't know if that was a good 2 cents or not. No,
I have something that we could probably talk about too with the car scene. My XB is considered ugly and pointless. So how about stop discriminating against what the car is? Like when someone pulls up with a Fiat 500 that has more money in it than most cars. And it's like, oh, it's a Fiat.
Hold on.
Doesn't matter, dude.
I have something to say. Sometimes the car is a piece of shit.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
What if it's like a Yugo with the RB26 swap?
It's a piece of shit on the outside.
But it has a good heart.
So what were we going to say?
Sometimes it's acceptable to be like, hey, that car is a fucking turd.
Ben's the guys I'm talking about.
I'm not saying that your box is. I mean, your Scion, not your pussy.
Toaster.
not your pussy.
Wow.
But, I see cars and I'm like, okay, like, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
Set it on fire.
Like, with how they build it?
Yes.
Like,
Too many pieces. Like, oh, I'm trying to make it so different.
Too many things from Amazon and AutoZone.
But.
Fake hood scoop.
Do you know what a Pontiac G6 is?
Yes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine decided to stance it out.
Yep.
My point. Being different.
One
like,
low G6.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, fucking, like,
yeah, I've seen it. It's clean. Yeah. He's been to Mondays on Suck before.
He has?
Yep. Drove all the way up here for it.
Dang. Really? Men didn't even know that. No invite?
Yeah, right. I think he was there for something, but probably, whatever.
Calls him right now.
Yeah, right?
Yo, what the fuck?
He's like, thanks for the invite.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck your second chance.
But yeah.
Look at me now. Cool. I'm on their podcast.
You're not.
Okay.
I didn't know that. It's pretty sick. He's on axle like 27 or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Rio's on axle what? 5? On the XB?
No, I'm on 8.
8?
Yeah.
Probably change that out in like what, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I can actually swap axles in about 15 minutes. Both of them.
Super one,
we've done.
Do pretty quick.
We've done.
Mine's pretty easy too.
And I'm a change pro diff.
The only thing is I have that 36.
Fuck that. Fuck that job.
Yeah, what? I need an impact for that bolt.
I got one.
A big one.
Yeah.
Big motherfucker.
Yep.
22
for the axle nut or what?
22. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one too.
36, something like that. I forget.
Yeah. Wait, no, mine's 30.
Huge.
Yeah. I have one though. It's in my car. I'll be back. But yeah, so that's what my thing is. I guess so, like hating on cars that aren't your classics, like, oh, but it's not a Supra, oh, it's not a STI, it's not a 350, it's not a S14, you know what I mean? Just your classic cars that you see at an imports meet, and then you see cars like a G6 or a Scion XB or any or a Corolla. There's Corollas that look sick. A Camry.
Yeah, the new
stuff
the
that
new
just
Camrys
doesn't
are kinda
bro,
sick.
Stuff that doesn't Corollas? Look cool at a car meet. I think everyone deserves their freaking part because they also did this. They put the same amount of time and money, if they did, into their car as the other guys did. Sometimes they put more, and they touch just as many pieces. So it's like, what's the difference? Because it's not your classic import cars. I think, in my opinion, those cars win the shows, in my opinion, because it's like they're not your average. It's not an original thing usually. So it's like,
yeah, like
you walk around a meet and you're like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, like David Lee's Camry. I'm calling a lot of people out. Are you familiar with this car? Endless Projects? So no. His car is a Camry. I can't remember the year of it. Maybe like a 2010, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But he cut a GSF front bumper in half and molded it to his Camry bumper. Widened the fenders like, I don't know, like an inch or two. I don't know, a couple, 45 mils or something. Bagged it. Now he has this super rare Australian V6 V6 supercharged. I don't know if I said that. In his car, and he swapped it now, and it, now it's this is a this is like a perfect. Now he has big brakes.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like it's
who
like
is
a,
this?
This is David Lee. Ken Murray David, something like that.
Why does David
find
Lee
the phone?
Sound familiar?
Yeah. His car is sick. Like to think like it was a Camry,
right?
To now that's like metal wide body. painted, custom GSF front bumper, custom rear diffuser, exhaust, supercharged.
And what's his Instagram?
Ken Murray David, something like that, or Ken Murray something. I'm gonna look it up too. But like, I think when people do that, it's right. It's awesome, you know.
Yeah.
People go above and beyond to make something custom. That's why Japan has such an insane scene, you know. Especially now with Tokyo Auto Salon going on.
I know, can't find that shit.
I know you're seen the car with the grass all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's pretty. That's I would never, but I think that's pretty cool, you know.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you?
So.
Think you're too good for that?
You yeah. probably have Wi-Fi. And I have two bars here, so you can look that up.
Oh, it's because you got the freaking...
Don't look at it. Stop. Oh, yeah. Don't, you can call me out. Hey, man, it's like 10 bucks a month. Give me a break.
Boost? He called himself out.
Boost?
Well, no. It's not Boost. Not that low. Anyways, I got a black card.
It's not as low as his car.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking. Wow.
It's a pretty cool car. I think I took that picture.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Yeah. I can't really show it because I got one whole bar here. But
Ben, you want to put it on the TV?
I don't have the Apple TV in here. It's in the living room.
Motherfucker.
Oh!
Yo, this shit's fucking clean.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, fuck people.
Yeah.
Well, no.
We all hate people. I'm good with people.
And
so,
motherfuckers,
since it's 2020, and
oh, is this the first podcast?
And you hate the car scene now.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean not necessarily, but yeah.
So, what's something that should be brought into the car scene?
That should be brought into the car scene. I mean, I know something that should be brought back.
What?
Freaking Neon? Lord on stocks. Let's bring that back.
You're just saying that because you're on them right now. So.
No, I mean, yeah.
You're
but
shouting yourself out.
Lord on stocks would bring you back 2020. Because, I mean, that looks better than, you know, rep wheels or something ugly, you know? I mean, but
sometimes
that's just
they're not wide enough.
Yeah, like I'm tucking really hard right now.
Yeah, it's probably you pulled up. It's like,
you're tucking harder than Corey's balls.
it's probably touching my front bag right now, but I mean, it's okay. I did it to flex, you know?
Shut up, Ben.
So you want lowered on stocks to come back?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's
just ever a thing.
No, it's not. It was like, oh crap, I forgot to buy wheels before suspension.
But like, I think you should lower.
I think
your
you should
first.
Do suspension before you do wheels.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
that's what I'm saying too.
That's like, I think that's what like that's how it should be.
That's on. Well, you have to know what you're gonna do. You buy suspension first, and then you're like, okay, this is what I want to do, and then you can buy the wheels.
I think anybody exactly, that you know? Buys wheels before
fake enthusiast. If you buy wheels first, that's my opinion. Because then you're like,
it just
oh, shit.
It looks weird.
This isn't going to work.
Because well, I mean,
you look like a noob.
Not necessarily always true, because if I have a truck, I'm not going to, you know, I could put wheels on it first, you know, like mud tires or something.
We're just assuming
know?
It's like a build. Like, oh, crap, well, like, I bought wheels first, and I don't even know what size I need.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and then I put my coilovers and my bags on, and I air out and blow my fenders out because I didn't know.
Yeah, so that's yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just think... suspension is a really good start with your car, you know, like if you want to lower it, you get your stance right, whatever you
right,
want to lower it, slammed, whatever you need, then it's a good start, you know, and it looks good on stocks, you know, like anything lowered looks good on stocks in my opinion, you know, it's
unless
all about,
you got like Prius wheels like Corey
or stocks like that,
7-inch wheels,
6-inch wide wheels,
seven
is sorry. It actually
seven. It is
it's like they're, a bicycle
yeah dude they're literally like, Prius tires.
Yeah, literally. Like, they're fucking Prius tires.
Oh my God. They are actually Prius tires.
Well, not anymore.
Why would you buy a car like that?
Not anymore.
Like Ben's like, well, no wonder it's so slow. It's got four Prius tires.
Jeez, man. She's got nothing going for it.
Leave me alone.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I'm kind of joking. I'm kind of not. But it's, I don't know, something to bring into the car scene in 2020.
I mean, there's a lot of people doing it already.
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah, of course.
Young, bring engine builds back.
Quality engine builds at that.
Just anything.
Bring tucked bays back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
tucked
yeah,
and
yeah.
shaved.
Yeah. Mm. It's just nowadays, you know, especially with these newer cars, it's Cars are so like advanced. Everything's a wire. Everything's like electronic, you know. Everything's part of that the ECU. So right. Especially
like the new Supras Bay. There's I can't, what is going on? Like
yeah, that N54 or whatever it is.
It's that BMW
Z4.
It's wires
under the hood looks just weird. It's like it's just plastic, literally like one giant shell.
Yeah, that's why the Volkswagens have a really good reputation for having or being easily tucked.
Yeah, you know? I've seen some awesome Volkswagens and Hondas.
It was
one that was at Slam Enough was fucking clean.
The one at Clean Culture.
Oh yeah,
the low class one.
Yeah. Boy, that dude's shit was crazy.
He parted out, dude.
He's making like 500.
I know, and it loped.
The one at Spokane was cool. The VW trucks, the Caddies, those look cool when you do them right.
Speaking of low class,
Springfest, March 15th, El Paso.
We riding deep.
Oh, boys. you look like you're about to say something, so I stopped.
No, he's eating the mic.
I see. I'm aware. Like, podcast or what? At Springfest.
He doesn't like shows.
I'm not going. If they want to do a podcast, they can do a podcast.
True.
That's the day after Connie's birthday.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, tight.
And we ain't trying to be near the border. She might get deported.
Yeah, it's
what?
It's
That's so fucking racist, dude.
We can say that.
Who said it, though? I'm closer to the border
you
than she is.
You can't say that because you both were born here.
Represent.
I'm more of an immigrant than you are.
That's very true.
Ice, we got him.
Jesus.
What? Have a... Would you let Corey drive your car to El Paso?
No. Boy, hell no.
Not.
He wouldn't. What the fuck?
No. It was worth a shot.
He can't fit in the seat anyway.
When he said, would you let Corey, he was ready to say no.
It was worth
I wouldn't let Corey do anything.
He's like, I wouldn't let Corey give me money.
But yeah, Springfest, like, 2020, March 15th in El Paso. Go ahead and apply, register. We're at 70% as of right now for indoor shows.
Indoor.
Are you like sports. Running this show or something?
No, I'm not running the show, but I definitely want to help a lot. I met the guys and they really invited me.
They're
cool
really
people.
Fucking
yeah,
cool.
They're cool people. Yeah. So the low class.
We met
guys,
them whenever we were in Austin.
Yeah, why don't you do a non-binary fucking show town. In Dallas? Maybe I'll show up to it.
They did one in New Mexico.
He said maybe though.
It's even
That's
farther.
Way closer.
It's even farther.
That's Mexico, the same Texas. Distance. You know that?
Yeah.
It's 8 hours.
New Mexico, Texas.
It's like 9 hours.
New Mexico, Texas.
It's like. El Paso is like 8 hours, yeah. And then you just drive another like
hour.
20 minutes, and you're in New Mexico.
Oh,
I don't know if I can spill these beans.
Spill them. We got beeps.
We ain't got no followers.
Something possibly in Texas.
You're the
year.
Only person that follows us, man.
It's okay. I share it too. But and people see it, you know. So insights.
See
but,
it
and
hear it. Two different things.
True. But
yeah,
like Corey, like Corey's
car.
Else
in Texas
Corey's car.
Year,
we can see
so.
It, but can't hear it.
But if it's joking, not 8 joking. Hours away, I would love for y'all to come. You know, it'll be fun, of course.
Yeah, how about you do something in Dallas?
I don't know about Dallas.
Wow.
But we can.
But we have the best roads.
We have the best roads in all.
And our rain is not slippery.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. And snow, right? No snow. Never snow.
Never.
Nope, never snows
never
here.
Snows.
Picks the one day.
Right?
Exactly.
The one weekend to get all four seasons.
That's
in
what
one
I'm saying.
Fucking weekend.
You drove through all four, too.
I did, yeah. I turned on my car this morning. It was like 30 degrees. It started. I thought it knocked for a second. I was like, oh, no. But it was
you
just
probably
like,
did.
Yeah.
It's a Subaru.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Knock, knock, knocking on heavy's door.
Oh, yeah, were you when I was taking apart his engine actually I think I was on Instagram Live or something like that
yeah.
Or I was on FaceTime with you or something like that and I like did this and it was like
it was literally like
Jesus
it was
I was
loose.
Like oh
I could move the piston back
lift
and forth.
Or delete
yeah, he just spun
whoa
up.
So
yeah.
What so it spun a bearing
yep action. And all that bearing material was all over the place yeah it was really bad.
I could have fixed that.
There was silicone everywhere.
Yeah, it was silicone everywhere. It was pretty bad.
What's the silicone from?
Implants.
Huh?
The recall.
What about the recall?
Whenever they redo
I don't
it.
Drive a piece of shit, so I don't know what
whenever,
the recall is.
The recall was the valve springs.
What the hell?
Okay.
And whenever they put the timing chain cover back on, they put a fuck ton of silicone.
So,
like,
why?
I don't know.
To get this to happen.
Yeah.
So, you can come back.
So what you have to take apart during that recall is you take out the front cover and you take off the cam carriers. The cam carriers, since, you know, it isn't a regular thing, and I'm sure y'all are like, what the hell? So you know the
because we're stupid, right?
No, yeah, yeah, totally. But the you know the traditional engine, fucking idiots. The valve covers.
I don't know anything.
The heads and the block, right? So then
you tell me.
Yeah, on the Subaru, it's sideways, right? You can't just put the cams in there and it's gonna fall out. So they have they have a cam carrier though that bolts in into like a plate, and then you bolt that onto the head. So how to do it on a FRS BRZ to do the valve springs, you have to take off the cam carriers, which is more silicone. They have to remove and clean, which is probably what caused it to fail with the timing cover silicone. It's just the timing color had a fuck ton already, you know?
It was like an inch and a half.
It had more silicone than an LA hooker.
It had more silicone than...
Wow.
And a lot of stuff was really loose, too, and you were missing a lot of stuff that shouldn't be missing when you bought the car, you know? A couple of transmission bolts missing and broken, and the stud was really loose, too, and... Like a bunch of bolts on the cover was pretty loose too. It was
Corey, you're literally blowing the bolts off that thing.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it was.
Corey, you should have crashed a long time ago.
Just adding to more reasons why you shouldn't buy one of these cars.
Well, you
should have just bought a 350Z, dude.
I was going to.
It's more power. It's probably cheaper on insurance. And. It's not
that's weird,
a bullshit
right?
car.
Cheaper on insurance, that's kind of weird.
I was
it's
going
also
to
like a 20-year-old car. So.
I was going to
no,
buy
it's not.
Nah, foo.
15.
2003 17. And up.
Mine's 17 years old.
Mine's 25.
And guess what? Still runs.
My car's older than Corey.
You know, 30 grand later into the engine.
Hey, even if I didn't do that, I bet you it'd still run.
Yeah, was it an HR before?
No. It was a DE. Still a DE.
A DE. A-D.
It's a day. It's a day.
I don't know shit about this.
But now it's got...
Suck my day.
It's got HR taillights now.
HR hood. Actually, it's a carbon hood?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Carbon fiber hood, HR style.
Carbon fibre. What are you talking about?
Trying to suck your body in the podcast.
Okay. This is really hard to keep track. Man, I don't know how y'all do this every week.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
We don't do it.
Y'all episode like 82, right? 80 something. 80
yeah. something. You tell us, super fan.
Real fan.
82.
I think.
82. Yeah. Because the 80th.
We got released. A little dark the past couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's healthy. It's
so
needed.
Now we're lightening.
Oh shit.
We're lightening it up.
Yeah. It's all good.
Sorry.
That's why.
I'll leave.
Rio came back with some facial piercings.
I got him re-pierced.
He's not the only thing that got body modification. I got a fucking tattoo on Monday.
Of what? A penis?
Yeah.
Pianist?
On my penis.
A pianist.
I got a fucking penis on my penis.
A pianist on my pianist.
What'd you get?
A sugar skull with three roses right here.
Oh, I got a sugar skull.
So what's the next move with the car, man? Not that I'm trying to kick the car out of my house or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Like, he's like, it's kind of
crapping
my style.
Tired of looking at this piece of shit.
HOA's like, nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, crap, dude. I would believe that. HOA sucks.
HOA's are fucking dick.
HOA sucks. It's on the back of your shirt.
Official nosy neighbors.
No.
It's on the back of your shirt. It proves it. HOA sucks.
I'm about $900 shy of buying a new motor.
What the fuck, dude? That's like... All the money.
I'm like 5,000 grand. I'm getting closer.
5,000 grand.
Holy
getting
shit.
Closer. How are you still drinking that? I would have knocked that out a long time
ago.
I
would have been done. A long time.
You're pacing myself.
You're clearly not an addict like your boy.
Like Corey's engine.
What?
Dang. That's a
shout anyways,
out.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
All right, man.
Are you almost gonna... there?
If I didn't spend money for the next 3 weeks, I could do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just got a tattoo,
if
by the way.
If I don't spend any money for the next year and a half, I'm good.
See? I'm just going to buy the Jordan 1 Dior Lowe's. They're $1,000. So?
Two.
They're $2,000. Anyways.
But I'm still $900 short to pay you for my engine.
Nah,
for another engine.
It's to buy a new one. Like a brand new one.
Not I thought you were going to get, like, the freaking parts for free or something because your dad yelled at him or something.
No.
Sal!
That's what they're saying about his car.
So what's the issue now?
The guy that sold me the block
from
Subaru.
Get ready for this, guys.
Sold me a Impreza automatic block.
Yeah, right? You said that. Okay.
So...
What a stab.
Literally just, I posted it on OfferUp for the same price that I bought it for.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can sell it, I can sell, like, I'll sell it.
Yeah, and it was just one of those things that you don't really look at, you know, because they're literally identical, and it was just one of those things you don't look for, you know?
Because, like, whatever, like, this dude was clowning, right? like the whole time.
He's oh,
like,
yeah, that oh, was, wow. They told me about that.
Yeah.
That he kept making jokes, and they thought, like, you were joking. Part.
And then, like, the first day, like, I had taken the, I guess it was the cam gears.
Mm-hmm, the cam gears,
I think it was the exhaust or the intakes.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yo, these are wrong. And I was like, put them in and let's fucking go. And he's like, no, like, I'm being dead ass. Like, these are the wrong ones. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah. So, because those
I'm
look
being deceased
too.
Rump right now.
Like, those look identical too. So anyways, I called Toyota. I was like, hey, can I exchange them? Sure, whatever. Exchange them.
Give you a hard time.
Yeah. Fucking drove all the way back to Dallas. In the morning, woke up,
loser.
Switched him out, drove all the way back to Pflugerville, and then he was just like, boom, 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 like attacking it. And then like, I think it was like 6 o'clock, we're like, all right, boys, let's drop this bitch in. Dropped it in, did everything.
We were like, all right, boys, let's drop this bitch in. And by let's, I mean, men, drop this bitch in. I'm going to stand in the back and watch.
Get this video.
No, I helped. Anyways.
Push it and whatnot.
Yeah, pushing, trying to line shit up. Anyways.
Literally.
You're good. You're good.
Anyways.
Okay, drop it.
They're like, man goes, he got this fucking, like, mayor thingy. He was like.
No, because actually what I was doing, a friend of mine was there too. He's like, okay, I'll put the starter in. I'm going to get started on the exhaust, right? Because there's a weld on the exhaust on your transmission, by the way.
So weird.
What?
So, like, how they did your straight pipe, they welded it onto the transmission.
Ooh, exposed. Like exposed.
Like a bracket, by the way. Sorry.
Ben loves hearing that.
So, it's a bracket. You can unbolt it. You're good. But I was going to get started on it. He's like, hey, I can't get the starter in. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. And, like, he's a mechanic, too. He knows what he's doing. So, I go in and try it. I'm like, yeah, it's not going in. It's weird. I feel it with my hand, like, something in the way. Like, I was explaining to him. So, this is going to fall out.
Yeah.
Bell housing, right? Bell housing. And then the block
it's falling.
Was like, it is?
No.
So, bell housing, engine. And then the starter is supposed to go in flush like this. But the engine was in the way. So then I get a
take
mirror.
The engine out.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I should be soon.
Get a hole saw.
When I have another $900. But when I put a mirror on it and I just see the block in the way. And my buddy looks at it too, and we're just like this.
They looked at each other, and they're like,
not a word. Stop the music.
And I was like, dang. I was like looking at him, and I was like, fuck y'all doing? And I was like, and then they both looked up, they're like, yo, it's the wrong block. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Let's go. Like, we're almost done. And then, yeah, like, it just went all down from hill from there, and I got extremely pissed off. Not at them, just like at
the whole
general
thing.
Like situation.
At the engine bay.
And then I was just like, well, fuck this.
Because, like, literally,
and I felt like a fucking
she
asshole.
She got assault dog
because I was like, "Fuck!"
No, we get it, bro. Like, it was shit.
I've been there, dude. I've fucking thrown wrenches through walls.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Like, just psychopath. From
well, I wasn't gonna fuck up his house. Fuck this shit.
Pees on his walls.
But I did find out that fucking hood is like literally less than a pound.
Oh, it's probably aluminum.
Fucking,
it's really
light.
Yeah,
it's really
that's where the stock hood is on the Z. It's made out of aluminum. So, like, when I put the carbon fiber hood on, it weighs more than the stock hood.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wonder how heavy the XB hood is. I know the Honda's hood is freaking heavy. Every
metal,
time I pick
bro.
It up,
it's
I'm like, good God.
Damn, that thing is insane.
But, dude, no, I was like, what the fuck? I think it's light as shit. But, yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm in that wing.
That way.
So, have you noticed a trend yet?
Is this like a trick question?
Wait, what?
Oh.
I'm so confused.
He's trying to say, just
I'm not
going to
fucking sell the car, Ben.
Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong with this car.
Yeah, dude.
Just get an AE86,
so
Corey.
Bad. I felt so bad.
He was like
you're going to get in. He's going to fix the car, right? And you're going to get in it to drive it home. You're going to make it halfway home, and just the inside's going to explode.
The passenger seat blows up and
the whole car
totals the car.
The car is going to implode and you're going to get sucked into a wormhole and just be gone.
Your floorboard on your passenger side, bro, is just going to fall and sparks are going to come out.
Okay. And then your dash is going to light up and say, danger to manifold, danger to manifold.
And then you're going to be like, shut up, and keep going. Yeah. And then you're going to NOS it, and then you're done.
You're going to NOS it.
Because I just got a NOS bot out of nowhere.
And then now you have a peephole in your block.
Yeah, now you can see through and make sure everything's working.
Anyways.
It's going to get there, bro.
It will get there.
It's going to get there.
I say you buy a cash car for now because
no.
I know that's literally the most logical thing you could do right now.
I need to get the car running because I'm still paying for it. I'm not going to fucking sit
then
here.
Then take it off the insurance for it. For right
I can't.
Now.
Can't. He's making payments on it.
Full coverage.
I don't know what payments are. Sorry. I don't have payments.
Same. Just kidding. I have like a couple.
I do.
Some. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I forget. Oh. Well, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Talk about automobile.
Oh, the truck. I'm making a payment on the truck.
Loser. I'm just kidding. Thought you had a black car.
Well.
He could have paid $30,000 for that truck, dude.
He could have bought that truck.
That's how much I put into EG so far.
Like $42.
What?
$30,000.
Man,
$30,000. Like a $60,000 truck, man.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, because it's a Lariat edition.
I just say you get a what's it called?
I'll just drive the EG.
A Honda Ferio, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Driving, like.
Corey's in love with that car, though.
I really do. I want one.
All of my three friends want that car. Gabe wants one. Cody wants one. Corey wants one.
I was going to buy one. Remember, I was going to buy one when I was going to take.
He wants one.
So I was going to take a job in
They're
a different
just
the city.
Most fun cars.
And I was going to buy an EG to have as a commuter car.
I found one in Washington.
Oh, okay.
the guy wanted
one in New England.
The guy wanted $800 for it, and it was like mint.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I bet it's rusted to fuck.
Yeah. It was mint in the photo whenever he bought it.
Well, the Washington car?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Off the line.
State or DC?
I think it was state.
Mine's out of the country.
Rusted to fuck, probably.
I don't know.
Gets rained on all the time.
Yeah.
But the fucking pictures that he posted, they were fucking mint.
Okay. I'll buy it and I'll sell it to
you. Google photos.
You can buy that truck.
You still got it.
Yeah.
With the K in it.
Yeah.
Dude, you can slam it, put some like 16 work equips on it.
I just buy it and then laugh in Gabriel's face and then sell it.
Sell it to Gabe.
Else.
Yeah, I know. I thought Gabe was gonna pick it up.
Hey, Gabe's gonna do a lot of things. Gabe's a doer.
Still Gabe owes me $700.
Gonna
bucks
do it all.
It's a manual too, isn't it?
No.
It's automatic.
Depends on who buys it.
It would be cool to slam it and a cool daily.
It's got 320,000 miles on it.
Oh.
Just broke it in.
Oh.
Right, Dad.
That's older than me. I can't even think about 300,000 miles.
Obviously, it's older than you. 300,000 is pretty old.
Yeah, true.
So this dude, I got an appointment today with this dude who's got a slab.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What is it? A Cadillac?
What
is Oldsmobile? A Buick.
A Buick.
A Colles.
Shit.
A Cougar.
Let me see.
He says
he told me what it was.
Damn, 10K candy paint.
It's got 22s.
Ew, it's not a true.
Slab.
It's not slab.
It's not Houston, that's why.
The Quachic
True.
H-Town.
Says Quachic.
Oh, it's a Charger.
A Charger?
Yeah.
Ew.
What the?
Oh, I love GS.
Trying to be like John, like Dom.
Look at that thing.
Take this out of my face, please. I almost vomited.
That's a catnam boat!
That's the Charger body that I wanted, and I wanted to bag it. Wanted is not the same as
no.
I did it, though.
I
think, speaking of like the earlier conversation, I think we also need to stop saying, oh, this is what I wish I could do.
Why?
Start. Do it.
Just do it.
But
Nike.
I would like to do it.
No, that's negative.
Money says otherwise.
Poor.
I don't know. I think it's that's something else people do say a lot too.
Yeah.
But it's. I don't think it's that expensive to get a start into it. You know.
Fact.
Especially for new people. Like, man, you can.
And rich boys.
Yeah, and rich boys. You know, but rich boys, you know, obviously have a little.
And po' boy.
Yeah, yeah. But like lowering your car, for instance, you can get some all right coilovers for like $400
or chop the springs.
I'm just kidding. I don't know about chopping springs, but you can get some lowering springs or some cheaper coilovers for less than $1,000. And I feel like it's
but
I
there's
like
a difference,
there,
right?
There is a difference. There
like
a difference.
Don't buy Racelands.
Yeah.
Or Max Speeding Rods.
No.
Yeah.
Edgar. God. Ben loved working on that car. Oh, he's God. Like, am I really wasting my time for eBay? Straining my back for eBay.
I put coilovers on this Celica.
ZZT.
Lowered them all the way, and the car sat over stock height.
Yeah, like it rose the
higher
car
than it was.
It raised it.
Like I cut springs, like I cut coils out. Half of them.
He cut like literally three or four.
And it was still higher than stock height.
It was just bouncing, huh?
Like I should have just taken the whole thing apart and just leave it with nothing in it.
Yeah,
no spring mod.
But especially. But yeah, like none of that shit. But like Tien, I talk about Tien a lot, and I know you fucking hate Tien. But like, it's a really good starter coilover for people who want to lower their car.
Yeah, they're just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like for like the cheaper ones where you need to reuse your top hats.
Yeah,
that's a whole process in itself, but it's also an experience for new people. You know,
but it's never the new people that are installing them.
They just take them.
The experience doesn't work.
Yes,
then it's just an experience for the mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic or people who actually do it. You know, like when I did it, those were my first set of coilovers that I've installed, and it took me, granted, a couple hours to do it because I didn't know what I was doing, and I thought I was gonna die because the spring was gonna pop off, right? And
and you would have launched.
Oh, yeah. They watched me do
my first
spring
set ever
a couple weeks ago, yeah. Right?
My first coilover install was with Ben with BC's on your car.
No, it wasn't on my car.
On another Z. You're like, I'll let you learn on this car because these are the easiest ones. And I was like, all right, cool. And I did it.
Rio said that.
And I did it, and then I did all of our cars since.
And then he did Edgar's, and he was like, bro, it'll take like 5 minutes. And it was like,
yeah, and
we
it took
them
hours.
We started at like 5 o'clock.
I didn't even attempt to help
and
him.
And then we ended up at like 12:30 at night.
The next
Rio was like, I know what I'm doing.
I installed my
whatever
bags.
Whatever.
First of all.
Sorry, I was gonna say, I installed my bags in like 2.5 hours.
Huh?
I installed the bags.
Oh, you've
dude,
triggered
it
Ben.
It takes me like 5 hours to do bags.
Yeah, but you're not Min.
It's well,
your last
the
name
also
is Min.
He also is tiny, so he can stand under the car.
Yeah. The actual like strut part took like 20, 30 minutes, 45 times.
Yeah, it's easy to get them in and out.
It's running the lines that take a little longer, but once you figure it out, it's easy. You know, like my fronts, I have holes. In my firewall,
there's never
stick it
I never have holes in fucking firewalls, dude.
Yeah, that's all. Or you have to do them through like the fender or something. Yeah. That's a whole thing. But luckily, I was able to run everything through my interior, which took 30 minutes for the fronts. The rear's even easier because it's literally just holes from the top, and I can stick it in even better. Yeah. So the longest part was just setting up a temporary trunk setup, which took like an hour and a half.
No Vaseline.
So that really was the part that took the longest.
Yeah, it always takes me like 5-6 hours to do bags. So I don't do bags anymore, but
it just depends on the car, you know. Yeah. Like on a Subaru, I'm sure if I gave you this and told you everything I wanted, you can do it in a couple hours, like 2 or 3, and with some help maybe.
Subaru that I bagged was featured in Slammed Enough.
Really?
In the
as
magazine.
Worst bag Subaru
the white one,
ever.
Hatchback?
No, it was a red one.
Slammed Enough.
Yep.
Like featured as in like he had pictures taken and was posted on the website.
Yeah.
Oh.
And in their magazine.
Was it David?
Red
no,
Subaru.
His name's Mario.
Red Subaru.
It's yep. me.
The
it was a WRX that we converted to a STI, upgraded the turbo, bagged it, put a cage in it, new wheels, and then like molded fender flares.
Min's thinking, hey,
oh,
I not know this guy.
It's a Hawkeye? Are you similar? Oh, is it? It had like the professors on it, the SSRs? The shiny ones?
Yeah.
The Toyo tires?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that
Min
one.
Knows
yeah.
him.
Yeah. That car's sick.
David?
Yeah. I think he
I
tried
built
to
that
sell
car.
It.
He did sell it.
That
I built
car,
that I built that whole car.
He put a 6-speed in it, too?
I built that whole car in 3 days.
Well done.
It was at Toon Originals.
Why the world?
I took a picture of it.
It's got cool. Super flaky paint.
Mm-hmm.
Super
yeah. flaky.
You went to Toon Originals?
Yeah, I was there.
Corey, yes. He was sitting with us eating our pizza that we bought.
I don't remember this.
I was there.
Drinking our liquids.
I have a whole set that you didn't. Just kidding. I'm not gonna call you out like that. I didn't know you. Dang. But yeah. I don't know what we were talking about. This is hard.
Yeah. We're talking about Bags.
Bags.
Installing bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk about fags.
Yeah, or I was. Yeah, we were talking about coilovers. Here you go. Whatnot. Yeah.
Here's something. Here's something that should be brought into the car community. I think would make the car culture better. People need to take the time and learn how to work on their own stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. There's specialty things that you don't want to do because you don't want to, like, mess it up. Like, build an engine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you should, like, learn how to install suspension or do things like...
Take off your wheel.
Yeah. Basic, yeah. Like, basic bolt-on things.
Right.
Because if you understand that modifying your car is essentially you taking something off and then
putting
something else back on the same way it came off, then you can build an entire car. It's that
just
easy.
Replace, reverse yeah. order.
And see, that's the thing I try to tell everybody. If you really wanted to modify your car or get into the car scene with a modified car or a modified car.
Modified car?
Yeah, modified
car?
English. But,
you said modified car.
Like, you really just like need to dig like 5 minutes into trying to modify it. You know, if you try to put coilovers on, if you take off your wheel, you can see everything. And then it's like, well, it looks like I need to take this bolt off and this yeah. bolt off. And then, like, that's just, you know, the beginning of what, you know, what's there to come, you know? And it's easy, which is the biggest thing to me. That's why I'm building my car. That's why I want to help other people build their car so much. Like, I want to help, like, step out with this knowledge I have, because I know when I didn't, I didn't know what to do, but I really wanted to get my hands deep into it. That's why it's like, people need to really get started and jump into it, you know? Like, and it starts, of course, with the money buying it, but there's also cheaper parts, and there's also
research,
yeah, and there's just a lot of things you can do to really get into the car scene, to build something quality without, you know, breaking your back or destroying your car, you know,
yeah.
without cutting corners. That's why another thing is build it right the first time.
I think people don't want to do research. They just see the first thing, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's it, because it's the number one result,
mm-hmm.
so that's the good one.
And
people also want to build too fast, right. So they don't spend the money on reputable parts, and they just want to hurry up and get their car out there. Like me,
impatient.
I don't care how long it's taking me. I haven't spent any money on that car in a while, but it doesn't bother me to get the car out there right now and have it be the coolest EG in the local area. It's not that big a deal for me. I could buy parts all day, but I'm not going to spend money on something that's not going to last that long. Other people, yeah. they don't really care, and they just want the car to be out there.
Mm-hmm. I can
make
that
whatever,
car cool.
But,
yeah, and that's totally fine, because something I always like to say, especially for my car, for instance, my Lexus, because it's bigger than me, you know, like I have spent a good amount of money on that car, and that car hasn't been seen in 2 months. And granted, you've been to my house, and that car is bone stock right now, but I also have a whole corner full of parts,
yeah,
and everything, you know. And then right now, I'm actually, my front end is actually completely fresh. Every single thing in there is new OEM. It's like gorgeous, like in the whole front end of the car. I mean, granted, there's a little leak, but I'm gonna fix it. Uh-huh. And with the engine build, like I have boxes with the pistons, with the connecting rods, with the hardware for the connecting rods, for everything, you know. And I have the bearings for it that the machine shop's gonna do, because I can't do that. So, and all of this stuff is bigger than me. So that's why I don't really like to talk about it. But or not talk about it, but like you know,
broadcast it,
you know, like I'm gonna show them a result,
right,
and
exactly.
I'm trying to send this message out that I talked about last time. But I don't know. Just like, you gotta build it right the first time, like save money.
There's
don't,
no rush.
Yeah,
I don't
no
know
rush
who
at
you're
all.
Trying to build it for. You know what I mean?
It's like I like to hear it's like, oh yeah, I found this really deal and these really cheap coilovers. I mean, it looks okay, but it rides like shit. I'm
right.
Like, so you're saying you couldn't work an extra 2 weeks for some good coilovers, you know?
Patience.
Like you really yeah. couldn't wait. You were a few $100 away from getting the ones you actually wanted, but you're like, oh, I'll just do these because I need them now.
Like, I
like
I get
me,
it too.
I took
yeah.
forever to buy KWs because I wanted KW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get it, you know? I'd rather hear someone say, dude, I found this, it was Black Friday, it was a really good deal on these coilovers. I always wanted Fortunato coilovers, BC, whatever, right? And it's like, when Black Friday came around, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to eat ramen noodles for the next 2 weeks and work overtime so I can pay off these coilovers. I'd rather hear that than say, hey, I just paid $300 for these really cheap coilovers, and it makes my car look shit.
And
the thing that drives, the worst statement that drives me crazy, and I hear it so often, is, can you install lowering springs on my car? Okay, yeah. this is how much it costs. And then they show up with lowering springs, and they're like, I'm going to go coilover soon, so I'm not too worried about, you know, all of this.
Why would you buy them?
Like, why are you going to... So you're spending more money
when you could have literally just
keep saving. Save.
You could have waited.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the springs itself for some...
Yeah.
Like $300
Yeah, for some
bucks,
basics.
Right? For some, like,
yeah.
Okay one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, another $300 or $400
You could have
you
adjusted
You could buy
it.
Coilovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some decent coilovers.
You can get, like, some Megans.
You can get Megans.
And, like, all of this that we're talking about is, like, really important for other people to hear. Because, like I said, $300, $400 will get you lowering springs. And you can be... And if you're happy with that, you're happy with that. And that, but that gets your hands... you know, dirty and you're starting to wrench or whatever. And that's and that's the start for you. And I get it, and that's fine. But, you know, a new guy isn't going to drop $1,000 on some coilovers, you know? He's going to do the research. It's like, well, I don't really want to drop $1,000 on coilovers right now. I just want to have my car lowered. And it, according to this, is going to drop 1.5 inch, 2 inches. And they'll be happy with that. Which, and the start is the springs. But if they, well, if...
I mean, according if, to their, like, it's also their influences. Mm-hmm. Like, if they have, like, some guys that are like, dude, I'm trying to be like my homies over here that are actual legit guys, then they have a different mindset than the other noob that's like, oh, I don't have any friends that have cars, and I'm just going to buy the cheap stuff because I want to be like the guys that have cars. Mm-hmm. It depends on, like, the influences around you that'll influence your brain into building a certain way.
Yeah, I'm a bad influence.
But it's like me, like... So a new car guy in my head, right? He pulls up to a meet. He sees it on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever. He pulls up to or like he grabs lunch or dinner somewhere. Then there's a meet there, right? He pulls up and he's like, he knows nothing about cars, but he likes to see cars, and he has a vision for his cars, but he doesn't know what to do. You know, he's like, I wanna bag my car. I wanna put twin turbos in this car. Like who really twin turbos a Subaru, by the way? Like, no one does that. But he pulls up to this, and he, you know, talks around, and from then he does his knowledge about, oh, this guy was on air, how much is air, oh my god, that's so expensive, I guess I kind of want to lower my car and put wheels on it to make it look better from what this guy told me at the meet. And then that's when he's like, well, I don't want to drop $1,000 yet, I want to get lowering springs or something. And like, I feel like that's a good start, you know. And like, this I feel like what we're talking about, this is for those people, you know. I want them to hear, it's like, well, you can start with the lowering springs, but if you saved a little more, you can get these really, really good quality stuff that won't ruin your ride, and that won't ruin your perspective of cars for you, you know, because some bad $300 coilover slash springs are going to ruin it for you, because you're going to destroy your car, and it's going to be a shit ride, and you're going to be like, all right, this car shit is stupid, and then car people are stupid, why would they do this money, and it's like, it's a whole nother thing, you know. And it's like, well, I mean, cars are a little deeper for us personally, which is why I want to, you know, spread a message, you know, for the especially these new people in it that just don't get it.
If you can figure out how to install springs as like a new person in the car, like in the car scene, you're leaps and bounds ahead of most people already. Yeah.
There's so millions and millions of videos showing you every single step to help you do it. And you're like, well, I don't have the tools. You can literally go and get the tools rented for free.
Yep.
You know, well, of course you put a deposit, but they're not going to charge you, you know. Granted, if it's been a couple of days or something, they might charge you something.
I never use those tools, man.
Yeah.
I never use the freaking spring compressors the way that they're supposed to be used.
I've never used one before either.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah. It's really not. I don't understand why people are so
scared
by it.
That's what I'm saying, too. It doesn't do anything, really. It's just like a little, like an aggressive pop, but it doesn't go, boom!
Like
I've never seen one do that.
It's scarier whenever I release the spring from... the entire assembly, right? Like, because I don't use the spring compressors to disassemble a whole strut assembly. I just fucking impact on the top hat.
Send it.
Boom!
Yeah, which is the part that stops it, you know?
Yeah.
From, you know, doing that. Granted, if something's in the way, they're getting messed up, but, I mean.
Yeah, that's why I aimed it at Corey.
True. Is that where there's a big crack in your windshield?
And then grabbed it and touched down.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Save money, buy good parts. Don't buy fake wheels.
The best place that you can be as a new person in the car community
is off of Facebook, by the way.
Yeah, well, that too. But also would be
Min hates Facebook, but he's on it all day.
Yes, I love memes.
The best place you could be would be at a car meet with your ears open and your mouth closed. Because if you stand around long enough, you'll learn more than getting on Facebook and fucking looking up all this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
Another thing is stay off these Facebook groups. These Facebook groups are garbage.
Oh, yeah. Min hates Facebook.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Min,
God.
I love.
Min
I
talks
love,
about Facebook groups all day.
Dude,
every day. I hate Facebook
listen,
groups.
Get on Facebook and become friends with Min. Okay, because your rants are the fucking best.
Entertainment.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I can't.
You
I
need
can't
to start your
this.
Own podcast about Facebook groups.
Dude.
You could have enough to talk
dude,
about.
Dude, I would love
to start
dude, a I'll
podcast. Send you.
I'll name it Noise of Garage.
I'll send you. I'll send God. You a list of all the shit that I bought for this podcast.
To get you started on that rant.
I got some stuff.
Oh, my bad.
I got some stuff.
He has the same computer as you.
Oh.
It's a little built. It's a little built boy. But but I don't know where I was. What I was saying.
Facebook groups.
Yeah, stay off Facebook groups. Seriously, because those are the same people who are like.
I love Facebook groups.
Oh yeah. I know the 350Z groups are a headache sometimes.
The 350Z one. I'm not on that one, but I'm on the VQ pages because they're totally different.
Really.
So like
power people, huh?
Yeah, like VQ DFW is totally different. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a fucking moderator.
Dude, the Honda
I'm like the original
really
member.
Cool.
Yeah, but
the Honda group pages. I mean, those are really cool. There's a lot of knowledge on those.
There's a lot of knowledge, but there's also a lot of wrong knowledge too, which is what
facts.
I'm afraid of.
And
so,
I never go on there and
fake news.
Try to learn
fake news.
Anything, dude. I just like to look up things, and I'm like, huh.
Like, oh, man.
Goodbye.
I don't even know what to say. But like. To what Ben was saying, I think you should sometimes definitely ask people what they did too.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. Like, talk to people. Like, yeah. we don't bite. I mean, sometimes, unless you're Ben. But,
Ben will shoot you.
Ben will shoot you, yes. You.
With his true. Eyes.
Yes. But, ask people, talk to people, you know, get to meet people, which is like the biggest thing about the car scene, you know, meeting people and getting to be around what you're into and what you want to get into, you know, which is important.
Right.
And another thing is back on the Facebook group thing. I hate Facebook groups because a lot of wrong information gets put out all the time. You know, like guys posting, hey, what kind of oil should I use? And everyone's like, oh, we put yeah, that like, or hey, what kind of gas should I use or something like that? When you should be using
which spark plug should I buy?
Like, man, like all this.
Fill
stuff,
your car with molasses.
And like all these questions like are pinned to the very first post that when you click into the group, you know, and it's just so much wrong information and people are annoying and it's like, ugh, I'm over it. I'm over it.
There was you went on some rant about something and I commented on it. I can't even remember what I said.
I can't remember. I think it was something dumb, though. You did comment on it.
Yeah,
I think it was I think it was something funny though.
My nephew posted, you know, that fucking Facebook thing.
Oh my God! Yeah, the colors.
It's like all the colors.
Yeah.
I fucking hate people that do that, dude. He posted that shit, dude, and I commented. I said, people that post this shit are the same people that fucking walk around with replica wheels and think they're fucking cool. Fuck these people.
I agree.
Yes, VS Chaos.
My nephew.
Yeah.
I know.
You hate your nephew.
No, I don't.
Aren't they like the triple chrome one too? The polished one?
Dude, he gets all the fucking like this little fucker, dude.
See, I told you.
This little fucker gets all the fucking goods. Like, he built his own house. Okay. I'm living in this fucking house, dude. I bought this house, and this house was built in fucking 1964, okay? It's falling apart. He's got a better car than me.
Same car.
Dang.
Same car.
Well,
HR.
Better 350Z than me. No. It's still D.
It's okay, at least that, right?
But it's like unmolested, right?
Yeah.
Unmolested.
Like my Civic.
Then he got fucking 19-inch RPF1s. Super rare.
10 and a half, too.
Yeah, and he was like,
you said that on the podcast.
Yeah, and he was like, well, fuck it, I don't want these anymore. So he gets fucking VSKFs.
Oh, Ben's favorite wheel.
Fucking bitch. And then he wraps it the color that I was gonna wrap my car.
Influencer.
Cream.
And he gets a fucking big country last wing.
He is Ben 2.0.
Which I don't mind that. I like
Colin.
I like when people support businesses I like. Bitch.
Same
watch. Well, anything else?
Don't buy red wheels. Don't buy red wheels. Buy authentic wheels.
Make sure you buy the right block.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Make sure you know what you're buying. How about that?
Anyways, I love the car scene. I love the people that I met in it. Genuinely, I do love the car scene. From the people that I met and the experience that I have. I just wish people were, you know, some people were better and would help us, you know, in the long run. Like, doing burnouts and shit in the middle of a fucking parking lot. Like, nah.
See, that's the one thing I hate,
yeah,
too.
I hate that shit, but...
Because now they're cracking down on people in Dallas because people go doing swing meets.
Yeah.
Like, Tito got pulled over 3 times for, driving home from work.
Yeah, but that's Nazi town, Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff.
They don't like anything.
But, yeah.
This dude knows more about Dallas shit than I do. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, do you want to just fucking move up here or
Triple
what?
Triple D? No, I'm only here, like once a year. This is it for me. Wow. So I don't know, dude. After 3 hours, I'm like, it's okay. And then, like, when I get here, it's like, wow, this is a... World's here pretty bad. I don't know.
Oh, what?
It's also like freezing here all the time, which is cool.
Dallas has different freezing temperatures.
Yes, because it's like 70 in Austin right now.
Because we're higher.
Yeah.
It's 45 here.
Yeah, it's also 70
in
Austin.
I bet you it's not.
There's no way.
There's no way.
It's not, but like,
Alexa.
It's
not that far away from here.
Alexa, what's the temperature in Austin?
Pflugerville.
Same thing.
Nah.
In Austin, Texas, it's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight.
Okay, so it's colder right now, but it doesn't matter. It'll be 47 tonight.
True.
Home. Bitch.
Stupid all right. Bitch.
This scene of podcast. I think I'm going to name it Fix Your Own Car, Corey.
Oh, I was going to say, when he was actually putting the motor back together, he was actually like showing me and like telling me all this shit. And I was like, oh, okay. I was paying attention.
That sounds
Corey
familiar.
Was like, yeah.
That sounds familiar. Still got my fender roller?
Yes.
Okay.
$40, by the
I
way.
I know where it is. It's still
940 bucks he owes now.
Fender roller and heat gun.
I was like, what?
Never made a dollar off of
the
it.
The starter kit.
Because everyone wants free shit.
I'll buy it. There's no one there's no one rolling fenders in Austin.
This guy over here, he's like, what? Yo, what?
I'll buy Don't it. Buy that one. That one sucks, dude.
Just buy the PBM one.
I got a different. PBM. I got two other ones in here. Actually, I got three other ones in here. But
I just gotta hang around here for like a month so I can learn the ways. Cause
it's not that hard. He literally like taught me.
You know, but there's like different for different cars. You know, like the GS300. You know, you have to like shave it.
Just get a wooden bat.
Whenever he taught me, like the first car I did, shit had Bundo on it, and he was like,
"Didn't tell
yo, you did good." And I was like, "What are you talking about?"
I remember he said that on the podcast.
And he was like, "The car had Bundo on it, and you pancaked the fuck out of it." And I was like, wait, what?
Fender God.
Just get a bat.
Gang, gang, gang!
And
gang!
And roll over the bat.
I'm trying to remember what the rant was about that you commented on.
That's the end of the podcast. Everybody fuck off.
Oh, the cheaper one? The cheaper? I got a guy that does it for cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
I'm just being annoying. Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yo, that's James Dean!
Myers!
I met him! That guy's fucking S15 is so clean. Holy shit, dude. Yo, apparently they're not going to have FD here no more.
Why not?
Because of the swing shows. Duh.
No, that's what Dapper told me.
He don't know.
Ooh.
He ain't part of this community.
Oh.
He has an inside on FD because of Aaron Kaufman. Because Aaron Kaufman works on Dean Carney's Viper.
It's going to be at Coda.
Circuit of the America.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm going to be a Coda in that EG. Turn it up. Just wait. I literally went against what I just said not to do, which is announce it.
But, dude, James Dean is tall as fuck.
Can't relate.
Me neither.
But you could headbutt his balls.
Like, we're on some gay shit today,
what
dude.
What are you talking about?
That dude's tall.
The one
shit
thing
too.
I said today that was probably gay was
Peter,
ice cream, Ben.
Whatever his last name is.
I met the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He was Stephen Hawking?
Okay, guys, that's the end of the podcast. We're going to fucking shut this off now because
for fucking somebody who files a complaint with like FCC or something.
Oh my gosh. Whatever.
Goodbye. All you hear is fucking Rio's fucking wet ass mouth over here.
Yeah. It's not my mouth.
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Bye bye, guys. Hello. Peace out, bitches.